Everyone, welcome to the Be More podcast, where we inspire you to be a little bit more of every role within the Salesforce community, Slack and MuleSoft, as well as other areas like Tableau. For today's session, we are diving in and exploring what it takes to be more MuleSoft ambassador. And I'm really excited today for our golden guest. And so without further ado, Melissa, are you able to introduce yourself for our audience, please?
Sure. Hello, I'm Melissa Shepherd. I am a Salesforce certified technical architect, also a Salesforce MVP, a MuleSoft ambassador, a well-architected ambassador, Ladies Be Architects ambassador, golden hoodie, marketing champion, all kinds of things. 37 times certified, founder of a program called Scale Up Arcs, also founder of Architect Ohana Slack, and I co-lead the Boston Architect Community Group and also an organizer for Architect Dreamin' and Northeast Dreamin'.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's great to have you on. And yeah, just that list of things proves how much you do in the community and quite rightfully deserve your MVP title along with your soft ambassador title and your golden hoodie as well. So it's great to have somebody like you on the show. So for today's episode, we're talking kind of a segment of those things that you do, and we're focusing on MuleSoft ambassador. So are you able to describe to our audience what it takes to be a MuleSoft ambassador and kind of what activities or events that you're involved in as an ambassador?
Sure. So the first part of becoming a MuleSoft ambassador is first becoming a MuleSoft mentor. And this is something that you can inquire about. I think you can apply yourself. You can also get nominated by other MuleSoft ambassadors or other MuleSoft mentors. So it's really kind of being involved in the community, speaking at events, and just showing expertise. So it's actually kind of similar to MVP. But it's nice that they actually kind of have a pathway for you to become a mentor. And then you get mentored by another ambassador that kind of teaches you, like, these are the expectations. These are the things we want you to see you do. You're just kind of involved and out there helping the community. And it can be both MuleSoft and Salesforce. So there are some of us that are more from the Salesforce side. We're out there kind of bridging the gap between Salesforce and MuleSoft because they both have kind of been siloed programs. So that's kind of what it means for me to be a MuleSoft ambassador.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And I think it's great that you're working to kind of bridge the technologies and maybe across the divides that exist in the ecosystem, because ultimately, if you know a little bit of Salesforce, you're a lot more powerful if you know a little bit of MuleSoft as well, and the other way around. So I think that's great. And kind of thinking in your role now as an ambassador, what type of other people do you interact with kind of on a daily basis as well as your mentor?
So I interact with a lot of the MuleSoft community. So they have a whole Slack that's dedicated to the MuleSoft community. So you have people out there that are actually running MuleSoft meetup groups, which are just like the Salesforce community groups. So those actually exist. You're interacting just with other people that are out there doing stuff for the community. So a community leader for MuleSoft isn't just someone that runs a community group. It's someone that's out there speaking and teaching and working with other people and helping other people, presenting, or maybe you're running a group as well. So it's a very inclusive community and I love it. And there's actually a lot of architects in the MuleSoft community. So being someone that is an architect, it's a really great area for me to be in and interact with others that are really kind of interested in the same things.
Yeah, totally. That sounds amazing. So thinking about this role as something that you do as well as your full-time job and other commitments within the Salesforce community as well, what type of kind of time commitment are we talking about here? Like, on an average week, how much time do you need to put into the program? Is it almost as much time as you can give it? Is it quite flexible? Like, how do you manage that against your various other commitments?
So there is an actual time commitment that you're expected. And it's really not as much time, but it's contributions. So you have to have a few contributions each quarter to keep your status as an ambassador. And this could be running or hosting a community group, speaking at a community group, speaking at an event. There's all different ways that you can contribute. You could also contribute through the blog or your own blog posts. It's not too restrictive. So whenever I speak at an event, that qualifies for one of my contributions, which is great. So I became MuleSoft ambassador last year, became MuleSoft ambassador before MVP, which was great because I got all the MVP benefits through this program, which I had no idea. I didn't know. I was just like, oh, this seems cool. I want to represent MuleSoft a bit more. And then they made me an ambassador and I was like, wow, I get all this stuff. This is really great. So appreciative to the program for bringing me in and allowing me to help bring more visibility to the program. So what I do is when I speak, I think about ways that I can maybe involve MuleSoft or bring it in or speak about it a bit or even present on something that's MuleSoft focused.
Yeah.
And ways where I can present to bring more Salesforce people over to learning about MuleSoft or becoming more interested because there's a lot of different levels to MuleSoft now, and it's becoming a lot more accessible to this, just even Salesforce admins and developers.
Mm, yeah, totally. Okay, that's great. So kind of thinking about this as maybe somebody that's listening to the podcast and they're interested in perhaps pursuing the path to ambassador themselves, what tips or advice would you give to them as somebody looking to start out? Like, are there some great like learning tracks or learning resources? What does it kind of take to get started, do you think?
That's a good question. So for me, I was already doing everything. So it was just really kind of a natural thing to just bring me in and, you know, put me in as a mentor and then bring me out as an ambassador. So I was already out there speaking and doing community things and running user groups and all that. I would say just look for ways to get involved. You know, try to present at an event, like a Dreamin event, or try to speak at a community group. Check out your local community group, whether it's Salesforce or MuleSoft, or you know, look for ways to do things online. Maybe podcasts or speak about your expertise and just try to bring that to the public. It's just really about being out there and teaching people and becoming more of a mentor. That's why it's called a MuleSoft mentor. You move to ambassador. So,
yeah. Okay. Awesome. And are there perhaps additional resources for you if you're already a MuleSoft or Salesforce partner? Like, can you actually get hands-on and kind of into the system to kind of learn it firsthand as well?
So for MuleSoft, so the cool thing about MuleSoft is anybody can go and sign up for a free AnyPoint account. So I believe it's valid for 30 days, but something that I've been able to do as an ambassador is get my developer org, kind of like a sandbox or a Trailhead org, extended, because I like to build things. I like to do demos. I like to present on things. So because of that, I don't want to lose the work that I've done, but that's the great thing is anyone can go sign up for an org. So I actually have a presentation that I do on AnyPoint Code Builder. And that's one of the resources that I provide is where you can go and sign up. And it's just the MuleSoft site. Then you go to MuleSoft.com and it's like free 30-day AnyPoint trial or something. So you have to have the AnyPoint account in order to actually build the integrations in Code Builder.
Yeah. Okay. And are there any restrictions there with other products? Like, for example, my understanding could be wrong, MuleSoft Composer is only available to partners, for example.
That one, as far as I know so far, is just available to partners. I was able to get it and play around with it a bit as a partner. I was able to request it. But yeah, I don't know about that one yet as a trial org, but hopefully that would be something down the line because it's cool. That is a tool that does make Salesforce integration much more accessible to everyone, especially admins.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as the MuleSoft kind of collection suite of products grows, with Composer perhaps being a newer addition to that, you kind of get other parts like the RPA, which is another new product, right?
Yep. And then there's even some more cool new functionality where you can call MuleSoft APIs from in Flow. So
nice. Yeah.
But it won't actually work unless you have a running valid account running on MuleSoft. So yeah, but you should be able to do that with the free AnyPoint account.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I think that's great solid advice there and something for our audience to think about. So thinking now on your own journey as a MuleSoft ambassador, I appreciate hindsight is a kind of double-edged sword, really. But if you were to start out again, is there anything you would change or do differently, do you think?
No, I don't. No, I really enjoyed being an ambassador and just was doing as much for the program as I could in this past year, bringing more visibility to it, speaking on more MuleSoft topics, such as my code builder. I presented on the web-based version. I did a code live with Akshata on that. I actually went through and demoed it. I've also spoken on the AnyPoint Code Builder plugin for Visual Studio Code. Also had a presentation at Dreamforce on Composer and using Composer to connect with Slack to do some more complex Slack integrations, which is a really cool use case. So you can go above and beyond the out-of-the-box Slack integrations in Salesforce with Composer.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm lucky to have been given a partner org at a point in time and managed to get my hands on Composer as well, and was kind of really impressed with how easy it was to build those integrations. I think I had a play with Zendesk, Jira, Slack, Box.
Yep.
And they didn't even all have to involve Salesforce. Like one of them was uploading a file in Box and then sending something into Slack. As a result. So even though it's from within Salesforce, you know, you're kind of in that mindset, like you have to log in Salesforce to do it. I think there's a lot of potential there. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's just so much you can do with it.
Hmm. Okay. Awesome. So thinking about now about the qualities of somebody who is a MuleSoft ambassador, what kind of skills or attributes do you think it takes to be a MuleSoft ambassador, like curiosity and perhaps public speaking? Are those things that are important, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. And I would say don't get too hung up on like being a MuleSoft expert. I think just having some curiosity around the platform and the products is enough. And like what I did is there's things that I didn't even know. Like Composer, I went and got it and I learned it and started teaching it. Code Builder. Yeah. Started learning it, teaching it. So it kind of is more about like having a bit of knowledge about how it fits into the ecosystem, especially for the people that are coming from the Salesforce side. Maybe someone that's an expert with Flow is going to get really interested in how you can use Flow to call MuleSoft APIs, right? Mm. And then start teaching on that. That would be a great topic. So there's areas you can dig into and learn about. So I think just showing that you are a leader, you do have that curiosity to learn. Maybe you want to get some certifications. There's some great certifications out there. Someone recently came to me and said, where do I start? Well, I said, well, there's the associate certification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also the hyper automation specialist. Those are things that really could tailor more towards the Salesforce side of things. It's just really leadership, curiosity, and just wanting to teach others, I think, and be out there helping the community.
Yeah, definitely. And is there anything that you've come across like during your time in this role that could potentially help somebody that maybe struggles with something like public speaking? Is there any advice for somebody that might be thinking about that?
So thinking about my own journey overall, I actually used to be terrified of speaking in public, which is probably surprising with the number of events I speak at now. It's like I went from one extreme to the other, but it goes to show that it can happen, right? So I'm actually a very introverted person, and I was terrified of presenting. I think it was for London's Calling in 2020. I was supposed to speak in person, but as we know, that got canceled because of COVID. And we were asked to record our presentations. Well, I kept trying to record my presentation and I just kept getting stage fright and I kept stumbling. Yeah. It was like, that's it. I can't do this. I was just having a hard time. And I think what really helped me, well, so there's two things. So I was planning to go for CTA, but I'm like, if I'm ever going to present to a board, I need to start getting comfortable with speaking, right? So I kind of forced myself to start doing public speaking, speaking at user groups, presenting at Dreamin events, and speaking on architecture topics. So that really did help me. And then, of course, getting involved in community mocks really kind of got me through all that fear. And I don't really get too nervous anymore, but still there's times when I can start to trip up a little bit or forget what I'm saying and you know, get caught in a, in my train of thought and go off the rails, you know, like, well, what are you talking about? So, but definitely just practicing, just starting small. I remember thinking like, oh my God, I couldn't imagine ever presenting in a breakout room at like Dreamforce. That's terrifying. Like all those people sitting there. And now I've spoken to crowds even bigger than that. So it goes to show that, you know, even those of us that are the most terrified can get through that. It just takes practice and wanting to work through that fear. User groups.
Exactly. That's exactly where I was just looping back to, because I think it's a great idea. Even if you've got a big event coming up, like potentially practicing at a user group.
Absolutely, I know people that do that.
You'd be
happy to know the very first user group I ever spoke at was the London Dev Group. My very first like public speaking appearance, so in person.
Can you remember what it was about?
Heroku.
I
didn't really know it at the time, but I wanted to do the certification and I was asked if I wanted to speak on it. I said, yeah, so I'm going to go learn it. So it's a great example of how you don't actually need to be an expert in the things that you speak on. It's just a matter of having a curiosity and going out there and learning it and then presenting on it, because that's how you're going to learn.
Yeah. Teaching others. Yeah. And I think you ultimately then start to reap the benefit of that by helping other people, spreading the word and teaching as well, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. Awesome. So thinking about now your role as a MuleSoft ambassador, is there a kind of myth or misconception that people think about when they think of a MuleSoft ambassador and maybe compare it to, like, we've already spoken about the comparison to Salesforce MVP? Is there anything else like that that kind of comes to mind that you wanted to kind of make more people aware of or perhaps clarify a common myth?
That's interesting. I think that a lot of people haven't really known what ambassadors were or that they existed. I know for me, the first time I was aware, I think it was at maybe TDX in 2022. One of the MuleSoft ambassadors got a golden hoodie and I was like, oh, MuleSoft ambassador, what's that? became curious. So I started hearing about it and then learned about the mentorship program and how you had to become a mentor first and then you could then move on to becoming an ambassador. So I really didn't know a whole lot about it. Like I said, I didn't even know the benefits of the program until I became one. So that was exciting. So I think maybe the misconception is it's not like the same level like an MVP, but it actually is. It's basically an MVP through the MuleSoft program, which is pretty cool. So I got, you know, the free certifications and training and all those types of benefits that I was really excited about. Because for me, I'm always learning and I'm always doing certifications. So as someone that self-funded them all in the past, that was one of the greatest benefits that I was able to receive.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's great. And it kind of helps to spread the word really about the other programs, because I think, for example, Tableau has the Visionary program and I think Slack has one as well, but I'm not sure what that's called. But there are other programs outside of the traditional Salesforce MVP, right?
Right. And they will actually have MVP parties where it is Tableau, Slack, MuleSoft, and Salesforce all together, all the different programs come in one party, which is that's how I got introduced to it all last year at TDX. Is they had like the one community party with all the different programs. So I was able to go to the MVP party as a MuleSoft ambassador.
Yeah, awesome. And quite rightfully get treated as a VIP as well, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other misconception, I think, is that you need to have like all the MuleSoft certifications. Absolutely not. Mm. I would say the program can actually help you on your certification journey because you do get the free training and the free certifications. I think just showing that you have a curiosity, like we talked about before, and a thirst for knowledge is in leadership.
So. Yeah, exactly. It can ultimately help you develop those skills, but also help the community learn more too. So I think it's win-win.
Yep. And so. I'm still on my MuleSoft certification journey. So one of my goals after I got CTA was move on to do MuleSoft. And I thought I was going to do it like right after, like, oh, CTA, I'm going to go do all the MuleSoft. No, it's taken a year or two now for me to actually start feeling like, okay, I want to sit down and do all this learning and training. So.
Yeah. And I think like, in your case, like kind of be kind to yourself. You're running a company, you're doing a million and one other things. You can't have everything now, even though you might want it now, right?
Yeah. And something that's interesting that happens with CTA is you spend so much time just in this really hardcore level of studying and practicing and preparing, and then you finally pass, right? So if you know all goes well, you pass. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to do anything. I went on World Tour and I just started speaking everywhere. I'm just like, I'm just going to teach. That's all I'm going to do. I don't want to do trailheads. I don't want to learn. I don't want to do certifications. I just wanted to present. So that was my way of blowing off steam after spending so much time dedicated, about a year dedicated to preparing for CTA. And it was two review boards in that period of time. The first one I did really quickly. I didn't pass. I passed a few sections and then I had to spend a whole bunch of time preparing and I went really hardcore at it because I was like, I'm going back and I'm not failing, like this, that's the option. So went back and you know I passed, so that was my goal. And once I was done, I just needed to relax and blow off steam, so there was no certifications happening for quite a bit.
Yeah, but lots of talking and lots of spreading the love, right?
Yes, absolutely. And getting out there in the community. And I said I went on the CTA Golden Hoodie World Tour because I got them really back to back. I got the Golden Hoodie and then went for my review board a few weeks later and then passed that. So,
yeah. Okay, awesome. So kind of bringing this session a little bit to a close, but before we do go, what's a way for people to connect with you? And are there any particular pieces of content that you'd like to kind of signpost or shout out that could kind of help somebody on their journey to become MuleSoft ambassador?
Sure. Lots of ways to connect with me. Twitter, LISSA, __X, which is, you know, external objects. That's why it's there. I don't know if everyone gets that, but sometimes I quiz people when I present, like, do you know what that means? Do you know what that stands for in Salesforce? LinkedIn, that's a great way to connect with me. Also, if you're interested in architecture or you're an architect, there's the Architect Ohana Slack. So I'm in there. I'm also in the regular Ohana Slack. That's the the community Slack. I'm in there. I'm in all kinds of Slacks, actually.
Yeah.
Too many these days.
Yeah.
Those are the best ways to connect with me. As far as a blog or anything, I think MuleSoft does have a good blog post. I'd have to go find it on what it means to be an ambassador and how to get going. I also do provide QR codes when I present specifically on MuleSoft of how to join a meetup, how to become a mentor, and just to find out more about the community. So I have those as well. So I can pass along some of that stuff to you if you want to post some of it.
Yeah, cool. I'll be sure to kind of sneak that into the description. And I think on the ambassador thing, there was definitely a post recently when the new class was announced, right?
Yes. So yeah, they just announced them. So it's good to remember that the new ambassadors come out around the same time as the MVPs. So if you are interested, get going, become a mentor now. So I think you can become a mentor anytime, but the ambassador is a once a year thing.
Yeah, like MVP.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, thanks again for your time today. And hopefully this content, when it goes out, it will inspire more people to pursue the path to become a MuleSoft ambassador. So thanks again.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Be More with Tom Bassett. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave any feedback in the comments.